Tuscola Sports Radio is sponsored by Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, WPTL, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We want to welcome you today to the big game between Tuscola and Pisgah as we are at the Tuscola Field, and we want to welcome all of our guests. And by my side, to my right hand man, my the legend of Waynesville, Mr. Kenny Mole. Kenny, what a great day for some baseball.
You're going to make my head so big I can't even put this headset on to talk, you know. I tell you what, you couldn't get a more better, beautiful day for baseball than this right here today. And then, of course, the big game, you know, it's just all playing out good, you know.
Yeah, and it's crazy because you look out there, out in the field, and there's cars everywhere because the girls are playing behind us.
Anywhere you can put a car, there's – this is Tuscola Pisgah, the big game of the year for us. Don't matter what who you're playing, this is the big game.
Yeah, can you go ahead and do the lineups? Because they're calling them out right now.
We'll go ahead and get that down, Pat. All right, for the first for the Pisgah Bears, leading off tonight is Maddox Wright. He'll be at third base. Batting second is Braden Surrett, at second base. Isaiah Mintz is in center field, batting third. Boone Carver is catching, batting fourth. Landon Wright is on the mound tonight for the Bears. He'll be batting in the fifth spot. Zane Wilson in left field, batting sixth. Zach Wester is at shortstop, batting seventh. Owen Rigsby at first base, batting eighth. And Jackson Lehman in right field, batting ninth. For your Tuscola Mountaineers, the starting lineup for tonight, Mason Harrell will be leading off. He'll be in center field. Pitching will be Ian Omsler, batting second. Sean Gillen at first base, batting third. August Fama at third base, batting fourth. Eli Freeman in right field, batting fifth. Landry Webb at shortstop, batting sixth. Jonas Webb will be behind the plate. He'll be the catcher tonight, and he is batting seventh. Cameron Hall will be the DH tonight for the Mountaineers, batting eighth. Elijah Hampton will be in left field, batting ninth. And Bryson Matthews will be at second base, and he's the flex player tonight for the Mountaineers.
And we're going to step away for the national anthem. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Kenny, big game tonight, and nothing better coming out back from spring break. And, of course, the Tuscola played last night against Franklin, won a big game over there 5-4. And, you know, I've been thinking the last couple of days, are they going to pitch Mason Harrell tonight, or what are they going to do? Well, it looks like they're playing a little chess with each other, and it looks like Mason's going to pitch Friday night against Zach Wester over at Pisgah. So that should be a good matchup Friday night.
Well, I was listening to that ball game last night over in Franklin, and they got that last inning, and they brought in Mason Harrell.
Yeah.
Threw 32 or 33 pitches, he said, and that disqualified him for tonight. So, and they're not pitching Zach Wester tonight either, Pisgah. So you're right. It's just it's going to be a chess match. You know, we'll see who's.
Yeah. So it's going to be a big one for sure.
I think the key to it will be who can get the ball over the plate. Let's put it that way.
Right. And Kenny's going to lead me into this, and it's time for the Steve Carver Haywood Ace Hardware Keys of the Game. Go by and see Steve and his helpful staff west of Lake Junaluska. Stop light on Delwood Road. Now is the time to fill up your propane tanks. Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And Kenny, you're right. It's we're going to have to get the bats on, you know, on the ball tonight, because, you know, looks like it's going to be landing right, pitching for Pisgah. So guys have got to get off to a good start and try to knock him out of the game early.
Yeah, I've never seen him pitch. I don't know what to expect. You know, we know what Wester can do. He's, you know, he's their ace, actually. This should be interesting.
It should be, and you're right, Kenny. I'm excited about this, because coming in tonight, Tuscola, 10-6 on the regular season, and, you know, 6-1 in the conference, and Pisgah's coming in 10-1, 6-0 in the conference. So it's 1-2 tonight. So no better matchup right here.
That's right.
And Ian Omsler on the mound. His first pitch swung on, missed on Maddox Wright. So quickly gets up 0-1. Good pitch right there for making chase. 0-1 pitch.
Oh, another good pitch.
Called strike.
Right on the inside corner.
Right in the hole now, 0-2.
Right, a left-handed batter.
A little update on the girls' game. 3-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth between Tuscola and Pisgah. So great game going on over there. The 0-2. Swung on, miss. Good start for Ian right there.
Yes, sir. That's a way to start. That, I mean, you always say that. Keep that leadoff batter off the base. And Ian takes him down in three pitches.
And that's going to bring up Braden Surratt.
One out now. Number two batter in the lineup. Plays second base, Braden Surratt.
Good pitch right there. Roms are making him chase. 0-1. Of course, Braden Surratt, the son of Tim Surratt, bass player for the Balsam Range. Of course, he does some calling for Pisgah Radio as well.
Braden played his baseball at Waynesville Middle School and then went to Pisgah.
1-1 count now on Braden. Swung at a high one. Now the count 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Moms are on its way. That one in the dirt ties it up 2-2.
Try to keep up with my pitch count tonight, Branson. Getting old, I guess. I forget to mark it sometimes.
2-2 count on Braden Surratt. Ian Omsler's pitch. That one stays outside. Full count now.
Don't want to lose him right here.
Girls moving into the seventh inning, and still a 3-3 game.
Got
good
him.
Pitch.
Another ring. Ring him up, boy.
So two away with two strikeouts to start the game. That's going to bring up Isaiah Mintz. And, Kenny, I have to think that that's the Mintz that where have you been used to hear? I think that is that Lydell's son.
That's Lydell's son. Yes, it is.
Of course, Lydell played at Tuscola back in the 90s. Breaking ball stays in on him. 1-0. Omsler's pitch. Good breaking ball.
Yeah, boy, he's so far just starting out here. He's on it right here.
1-1 count on Isaiah. Arms are in the windup. Pitch on its way. Popped up indoors right field.
Should be playable.
Eli Freeman making the catch for the third out. So three up, three down for Pisgah here in the top of the first. That's going to bring Tuscola up now. So great start for top half of the first for Tuscola.
Real good start.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
got out of that inning right there with 12 pitches.
Man,
he did. So that's real good. Now we'll see what we got for face early on here.
So Landon Wright will be pitching for Tuscola.
Landon's a pretty tall boy out there on the mound.
Not sure, but I'm wondering if he's not related to Maddox Wright. Of course, Boone Carver behind the plate. We've watched Boone for several years now behind the plate for Pisgah.
Yeah, I don't know if Landon Wright's, any kin to Maddox. I don't know.
Looks like he's a pretty good pitcher, Kenny. Warming up right here.
I've heard say that he's pretty decent. You know, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's got some velocity. He's throwing the ball pretty well out here, just warming up.
Of course, go ahead and let everybody know the schedule. We'll be Thursday night. We'll be over here on the field behind us, as it was scheduled to be Tuscola versus Polk County, but they have canceled that, and it's going to be Smoky Mountain. So we'll be doing that game Thursday night at 5:30. And then Friday night we'll be down on the river as the girls take on Pisgah. We'll be covering the softball game Friday night, and I think Pisgah is going to be covering the baseball game. So we're flip-flopping between both schools for the radio. So leading it off will be Mason Harrell here in the bottom of the first.
You're exactly, you said it right a while ago, Brent, so we got to get those bats cracking tonight.
Got to get him uneasy off that mound because, like I said, he's got some good velocity. Don't know about movement. We'll find out. And Mason Harrell hitting the first pitch down to short over to Zach Wester. Makes the long throw over to one away here in the bottom of the first.
Ian Omsler.
That's going to bring up the pitcher, Ian Omsler, now. Tuscola girls still tied 3-3 in the top of the seventh. Pisgah one out, runners on first and second. So second pitch to Omsler is going to miss, so it's a 2-0 count.
Three-oh. Should be taken all the way right here on this one.
3-0 pitch. That one down the pipe. 3-1. Wright's pitch on its way. Ball hit by, just over third baseman Maddox Wright's head. That's going to put Ian on. He sort of held up. Now he's going on to second. Going to slide in with a double.
Double.
One away. Kenny, I don't know if that was a chopper or if that was just right there on the short end of the bat and got over Maddox Wright's head.
Maddox is tall and he leapt, but he just couldn't leap high enough. And that's a stand-up double. Well, not a stand-up. He was sliding, but still, hey, that's a good way to start right there.
That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland.
Sean batting in the number three spot, playing first base tonight.
Landon Wright's first pitch outside, 1-0. Kenny, I'm not going to lie to you. I missed calling a game with you last week. I know Jens took a little bit of a trip. But
yeah, took a little spring break time out. Yeah, but it seemed funny going a whole week and not doing a ball game.
I know. Once you start, you know, they go in, and the thing is, they start rolling by so quick.
Oh, yeah, they sure do, boy.
Just like any season, this one's gone by really quick. It's hard to believe we're already at the middle of April. Gillen's 1-0 pitch misses, so it's a 2-0 count. Ooh, landing right. That breaking ball stayed out on him. So it's a 3-0 count on Gillen.
What do you say? Just a little high?
Just a bit high. Buzz in the towers, what we always used to say.
Yeah. Oh.
Four straight pitches to Sean Gillen's going to put him on. That's going to put runners at first and second with one away. And that's going to bring up August Farmer. Pisgah takes the lead on Tuscola 5-3. In the top of the seventh, 6-3 actually. Farmer swings at the first pitch, fouls it off, 0-1.
Had a couple of people earlier down here tonight, Branson, asked me. If middle school gets in the playoffs, if we could broadcast one of their games, I said, well, we'll have to check with Terrell at the radio station. I said, it's a little late for sponsors, but they told me, they said, we'll get sponsors if they need to, if they, you know, if we can do one game at least in the playoffs.
And Landon Wright trying to pick off move back to second, trying to get Almsler.
Ooh, good breaking ball right there by Wright.
August Farmer now sitting with an 0-2 count with one away. Runners at first and second. Still a 0-0 game here in the bottom of the first. 0-2 fouled off. Could be off of a vehicle. Ooh. And several people out there glad they're not going to have to call Car Shield. There's that one. Bounced in the gravel and didn't hit a car.
I don't see how I can miss one. There's so many out there.
0-2 count again. Pitch misses, so it's a 1-2 count. Good eye by August right there, not chasing something.
Yeah, that was outside. I mean, he held off of it.
Right checking the runner. 1-2. Runner going. Fouls back. So Almer on his way back to second. Gillen back to first.
A little hit and run there, but.
Yeah. One, two again.
Oh.
Got him chasing right there. Two away now.
Number five, Eli.
That's going to bring up Eli Freeman with two away.
That's what I hate to see, you know, tonight. I hate to see us leave runners stranded all night long. Branson, you got two on here and early and
right.
I'd like to see us get at least one of them in.
That first pitch misses on Eli, 1-0 count. The 1-0 is now 2-0, and the ball gets past Boone Carver. That's going to move the runners up to second and third with two away. And Eli Freeman sitting with a 2-0 count. Kenny, now you got to think something in the outfield will score at least one. Possibly two.
Yeah, if we can just get one down. Good cut right there by Eli.
It was a good cut count. Now two balls, one strike. Oh my gosh, Ladies down 8-3 here in the top of the seventh on the field just to our left. Eli watching strike two right there. Count now at 2-2 with two away. Runners at second and third. 0-0 game. Landon Wright's pitch. That one misses, full count now. The 3-2 on its way. Called strike three on Eli Freeman.
That looked a little outside to me. Eli thought it was too, but I agree with him. That looked a little outside, but.
So we're going to step away now and move into the top of the second. Tuscola Pisgah still 0-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers and Pisgah tied 0-0 as we move into the second inning. Kenny, good inning by the Mountaineers in the first inning right there. Just got to get somebody across the plate. I'm very impressed with Ian pitching, though.
I hate to see us leave those runners stranded. Yeah, Ian pitched a great first inning there, so it seems to be dialed in tonight, which, you know, that's important. He looks good out there right now. Got up right now. We got the 4, 5, and 6 hitters up for the Bears. Boone Carver, Landon Wright, and Zane Wilson.
First pitch to Boone Carver. Missing high, 1-0. Foul back, 1-1 count now. King, if Almsler can work ahead in these counts, and then he can throw whatever he wants to try to get him to chase. He seems to be doing a good job at that.
Yeah, that was a good pitch right there, just a little bit low.
1-1 missing, so it's a 2-1 count. There's a shot by Boone Carver in towards center field. Elijah Hampton coming up with it. Going to try for second, and it's going to be close, but Boone will be safe. Lead off double.
Elijah tried to glove that ball with his glove instead of the hand and picking it up because it was a slow rolling, but come up with it and it wasn't in his glove. Had to go back and get it, and that allowed Carver to go on to second.
Landon Wright, the batter now.
Landon, of course, the pitcher for the Bears tonight, starting out.
Kenny, you got to think, too, also with this game, conference on the line, really. You hate to say it this early in the season, but have 1 versus 2 and only one game separating them. Tuscola needs this win tonight to tie for first and then try to get that win Friday night to take the lead in the conference.
You're right, yeah.
Moving to the bottom of the seventh, ladies give up six runs on the top of the seventh. Makes it a 9-3 ball game, moving to the bottom of the seventh. First pitch misses to Landon Wright, 1-0. Hit towards left field. Elijah Hampton coming over, makes the catch. Boone Carver getting back to second, not tagging up.
Good throw coming in right there.
That's going to bring up Zane Wilson.
Wilson's the number six batter in the lineup, playing left field.
Arms are checking that Boone Carver at second. Pitch on its way. Good pitch right there. Looked like he squared the bunt. Kenny, he just totally missed it.
Totally missed it. That's one of the pitches right there. If he had put the bat on it, it would have popped up. That would have been an out. Problem with that girls game down there, Branson, is the, you know, you're ahead for a while, 3-2, you know, our girls, but the way their team is, you know, you just hold your breath because you know they're going to explode any
right.
time, you know.
Right, and, you know, we actually held a 2-0 lead. We scored early and held that lead all the way to the, I think, the fifth inning. They scored a run, and then they scored another. We scored one, hit a solo shot off of Kendall Williamson, made it a 3-2 ball game. They tied it up. Now they come up big. Another squared bunt right there by Zane Wilson. Makes it 0-2. Almsler's 0-2 pitch as he checks that runner. Steps off the rubber. Chases Boone Carver back. Pitch going. Ball hit towards center field.
Should be playable, dead center field.
Mason Harrell making the catch. Darren Boone Carver to go. But he gets back to second, so two away now. That's going to bring up Zach Wester.
Wester playing shortstop tonight for the Bears. Batting in the seventh spot.
Runner going, throw down. And he is gunned. Great throw by Jonas Jones right there to get that third out. Boone Carver. All he did, Kenny, is he made a perfect throw, and Boone just slid right into the tag.
Thought he was going to. Thought they was going to do that quick steal there, but he had speed, but Jonas put that throw right on the money.
Zach West will be up to bat, though, when we move back to the top of the third, but we're moving to the bottom of the second right now. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heated and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. We'll be back live on the air. Three games this week, Kenny, and we're trying to knock them out like as good as we can, but we'll be back on live Thursday at 5:30 as the Lady Mountaineers take on Smoky Mountain. Game was originally scheduled supposed to be Polk County, but now it's going to be Smoky Mountain in a conference game, and then on Friday night we'll turn around, make that little trek down to the river, and we will be on the river as the Lady Mountaineers play Pisgah, and we'll be covering that game for you at 5:30 as well.
Well, Almsler had 12 pitches that first inning. Branson had got out of that one with 10, so he's just averaging 11 pitches an inning, which is extra good, you know.
And listen, we want to congratulate the our boys too, because they went down last week during spring break and played down in Shelby and went 2-1 down there, finished third in that tournament. So congrats to them. That's a big accomplishment down there.
Number 2, Landry.
Yeah, that was we listened to a couple of them. That's big ball games, boy. I tell you, they. Landry Webb, the shortstop, batting in the number 6 slot. Leading it off here in the bottom of the second.
First pitch to Landry, misses high, 1-0. Lady Mountaineers losing tonight 9-3. Two-one count now on Webb. Ooh. Landry thought that one was staying in, stepped out, and it did cross the plate. Count now 2-2. Wright's pitch. Ooh, got Webb chasing. One away. That's going to bring up Jonas Jones.
Ooh, off-speed pitch, hasn't it? First time he's thrown that tonight.
Lays off that 1-0 count. Two oh now on Jones. Two oh pitch hit down to third to Maddox.
Chopper.
Right. Throw over.
Long throw and
got him.
Now batting number 4, Cameron Hall.
That's gonna bring up Cameron Hall. Designated hitter tonight. Kenny, right before we left for spring break, Cameron was hitting the ball pretty good.
Well, we listed some of those games down there in Shelby or followed on the phone, and he's been putting the bat on the ball pretty consistent. From the DH spot.
First pitch fouled off. 0-1. Ooh. Went after that 0-1 pitch quickly. 0-2 on Cameron. Still a 0-0 game here in the bottom of the second inning. Ooh. Three straight pitches from right to Cameron Hall. So 3-up, 3-down for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the second. As we move to the third inning, we're going to step away for a break. And you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the third inning, 0-0 game, and we knew, Kenny, I think, coming into this was going to be a tight game, and so far it has, and both pitchers have pitched really well.
Ian and Omser got out of the three up, three down the first two innings.
Yeah, and he's done a good job moving his pitches around as well. Like you said, I think, 21 pitches so far, or 21 or 22 pitches?
22, yeah. Facing the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Pisgah Bear lineup. Zach Webster leading it off, playing shortstop.
First pitch to Zach Webster. Going to miss 1-0. Ball hit by Zach Webster.
That's in the gap, left center field.
That's going to be down.
All the way to the fence, coming off the fence.
Webster on his way to second for a stand-up double. So Webster... lead off double here in the top of the third inning.
Owen Rigsby at the plate now, playing first base tonight.
That ball hit towards
the
gap
in
right center field.
Right center field, all the way to the fence.
That's going to score Webster. And Rigsby holding up at second. So back-to-back doubles for Pisgah. It's going to put them on the board. 1-0 here in the top of the third. That's going to bring up Jackson Lehman.
Playing right field tonight. Number 9 in the batting order.
Alms are checking that runner at second. Jackson lays down a bunt. Going to have to go to first. Going to have to be quick. Runner will be safe, but that's going to move Rigsby over to third. So now you got runners at first and third, no outs. And top of the order coming up.
Yeah, that was a good bunt right there, Branson. He laid that down good. And Jones come out to make a play, but just didn't have time to get him. Hey, you got your leadoff hitter up. Maddox Wright struck out his first time at bat.
So Maddox Wright getting ready to step in now. Got to watch small ball right here, Kenny, because they looked at anything from that Smoky Mountain game.
Well, they tried it in the JV game. They tried a little small ball of bunny.
Runner going. Throw down to second. Cut off by Bryson Matthews. Good job right there in case they were to break home. So now it's going to be runners at second and third.
Still nobody out.
Pisgah leading 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Right. Fouls. Pitch back. One count. Right, going to call timeout and step out of the box here. The 1-1 misses high, 2-1. The 2-1. Stayed out. I saw that one when it released.
Yeah, that you knew that wasn't coming in.
3-1 count. The pitch stays up, so that's going to walk bases loaded now.
We didn't want that right there, bases loaded with no outs.
Didn't need that, and that's going to bring up Braden Sirt, and that's also going to bring out a visit from Coach Shepherd to the mound.
Braden Sirt struck out his first time up back in the first.
Still kind of early. I think he's going to try to go with Ian as long as he can, Kenny, because like we've talked, we've got some good pitching, but at the same time, we've got to ride these horses as long as we can.
Yeah, we, like we said, we don't have Mason Harrell for tonight to bring in. And like you, well, you're right, that you got to go with him as long as you can. But it's a bad situation right here. Bases loaded, no outs.
Sirt calling timeout, stepping out of the back, out of the batter's box. Ooh, good first pitch, called strike. Oh, 1. Almser's pitch. That's going to be shallow center field. Mason catching it, going to make a throw home. And that's going to be off line, and Almser couldn't cut that off, and that's going to be another run for Pisgah to make it a 2-1 or 2-0 ball game. As Owen Rigsby comes across the plate, that's going to move Jackson Lehman up to third, right to second with one away. And Isaiah Mintz, the batter.
Yeah, excuse me. Mintz flew out to right field his first time up.
Going to hit the first pitch.
Shot.
That's going to be down. Elijah Hampton catching it. Getting the ball in. That's going to be offline. Jones knocking it down. Two more runs scoring four. Pez going to make it a 4-0 lead here in the top of the third. Mintz in and up at second. That's going to bring up Boone Carver with one away. And a 4-0 lead. Carver fouling the first pitch back, 0-1. Kenny, you got to watch the Braves any?
Watched them the other night. It was the first time I got to really watch them some. But, boy, how did I tell you, thought they were playing ball.
I'll tell you right now, they're bringing out the hitting sticks. Of course, last night they lost 10-4, but a good start to the season. Carver fouling back to 0-1, makes it an 0-2 count.
Me and Haven were talking about, you know, when they get Strider back and stuff, they are going to be tough, boy. You get him back on the mound.
Get him back in that rotation. Of course, Chris Sell pitched a great game Sunday night, as they did bring out the whipping six, I think 13-1.
Yeah,
the final.
That's
that was
the game
on NBC.
I watched some of there. Yeah, that was on ABC.
I laughed Friday because Gabby called me. She went to her first Braves game. Good pitch by Almsley. Strikes out Boone Carver. So two away. That's going to bring up Landon Wright. Yeah, she called me and she said, guess where I'm at? And I said, work. She said, nope. She said, I'm heading to Atlanta to watch the Braves. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then she gets down there. Kenny, of all nights, is Del Murphy night.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
They give away Murphy jerseys, so she got her a Murphy jersey.
Oh, I remember watching him back in the day.
Should be in the Hall of Fame. First pitch to Landon Wright, called strike 0-1.
Landon Wright, pitcher for tonight for the Bears, he flew out to left field his first time up.
A 1 pitch.
Runner's going. He made that one.
Yep, he slid in safe. Good throw, though, by Jones. One count now as that one, that pitch misses, so right back into the box now with a 1-1 count. Two away, runner at third. Pizzy leading 4-0 here in the top of the third. That ball hit towards right field, a long ways for Eli Freeman run.
Gone.
That's going to be
that
out.
That is out of here. Wow.
So Landon Wright helping his cause there and hits a 2-run shot to make it 6-0 here in the third inning.
Right center field, and Eli Freeman went back from right field. I thought he was going to have a play on the ball, but when he stopped and turned around and looked at the fence, I knew it was all out of here.
Zane Wilson will be the batter now. Pitch to Wilson, hit down the first baseline, out. 0-1. Misses inside, 1-1 count. Good pitch right there, called strike. Count now 1-2.
Wilson flew out to center field his first time up.
Called strike 3.
And he gets rung up on third strike right there looking.
So Pisgah scoring 6 here in the top of the third inning and taking 6-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the third. Mountaineer Bats going to have to get going. And we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Yeah. An arm for that with 20 pitches that inning, Branson.
Yeah, that's going to push him up to 42 on the night.
If anybody don't know what we're talking about, that's a pitcher in high school. Starts a game, he can pitch 105 pitches in the game, then he has to come out. And then it's got so many days rest. If you go more than 20 in a game, you got to have a day's rest, or you can come back. I'm sorry, but if you go over 20, then you got to have a day's rest, and then it's like 36. You go that many, you got to have 2 days rest. So, Ian Almsford for the Mountaineers is up to 42 pitches. Wright for the Bears has 33 after 2 innings. He's working on his third.
So here in the bottom of the third, up for Tuscola will be Elijah Hampton, then back to the top of the order for the Mountaineers. Wright's first pitch inside. 1-0. Two of them. And 2-0 swung on, fouled off. Count now 2-1 on Elijah Hampton. Tuscola girls losing tonight 9-3 over here on the field just to our left. We'll play again on Friday night, and we'll be covering that game. 2-1 pitch to Elijah inside, 3-1. Wright's 3-1 pitch. That one's going to miss. That's going to put Elijah Hampton on.
Number 7, Mason Harrell.
So we won't get that number 9 batter on there and then bring up the top of your order. Mason Harrell playing center field tonight. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up.
Pickoff throw to first. Trying to get Elijah Hampton. He is safe. First pitch to Harrell in the dirt. 1-0. Boone Carver keeping that one in front of him. Elijah almost went, seen it stayed, so got back. 1-0 pitch, called strike, 1-1 now. Ooh. Big swing right there by Mason Harrell. Makes it 1-2. Right, going to check. Runner over at first makes the throw. Hampton will be safe. Harrell stepping back in with a 1-2 count.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That was a
pretty. Froze Mason right there.
Yeah, that was a pretty breaking ball right there, boy.
So one away, and that's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
He's in the pitcher tonight for the Mountaineers, but he double Branson that first time up.
That chopper, I'm going to have to say it was a chopper.
I believe that's the only hit we've got so far tonight. It is.
1-0 pitch, called strike, so it's a 1-1 count. That pitch misses, makes it a 2-1 count. Wright's 2-1 pitch. That one hit by that's going to be down.
Yeah, that's in.
So a one-out single for Ian Omsler. Puts runners at first and second with one away, and that's going to bring up Sean Gilliland.
Number 9, Sean Gilliland.
Sean has been our player of the game earlier a couple weeks ago. It was a good night for him at the plate, Kenny, that night.
Yeah, he's on his way again tonight. I mean, you know, that's 2-for-2 so far, plus working on the mound tonight.
First pitch called ball. 1-0 misses, so it's a 2-0 count. Right checking. Runner at second. 2-0 called strike. Makes it a 2-1 count. Ooh. 2-1 swing on miss. Evens the count at 2-2. One away, runners at first and second. Mountaineers trailing 6-0 here in the bottom of the third. Chopper down on the ground over to second base. Braden Surratt throws back to second. Going to get the force, but that'll put runners at first and third with two away. Going to bring up August Farmer.
August struck out his first time at bat.
First pitch missing up, 1-0. Swung on, missed, 1-1. Called strike.
That looked like a pretty pitch from here.
1-2 now. Mighty cut right there by Farmer. Called strike, or swung at strike three. So three away. And Mountaineers stranding a couple more runs on the pond here, but we're going to step away for a commercial. Mountaineers trailing 6-0. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. And Kenny actually saw Mark Stevenson here earlier. And so Stevenson Pest Control showing up in the house, and Zach Wester up to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. That first pitch fouled off 0-1.
That's Mark. He supports the youth.
Absolutely.
Sports in this county.
0-1 pitch misses, 1-1. Omsler's pitch. Good shot, good pitch right there. Count now 1-2.
Wester double that first time up. Scored a run.
Omsler.
That last inning.
Omsler left that one fly. Evens the count at 2-2. That one popped up towards center field. Mason Harrell driving back.
He's back. Uh-oh, we're back.
Makes the catch.
Right at the fence out there.
Kenny, he drifted back there a good ways.
I'll tell you, Wester gave that one a ride.
That's going to bring up Owen Rigsby.
Wester Rixby doubled his last time up. First time and only time, and last time he doubled. Scored a run also.
First pitch hit. That's going to be down right in front of Mason Harrell. Gets the ball in, so it'll be a single for Owen Rixby. And Jackson Lehman will be the batter now.
Number nine hitter in the lineup, playing right field. Singled his last time up behind those two doubles.
Hit down on the ground. Landry Webb misplays it. Doesn't have a play anywhere. Holds on to it, and that's going to put runners at first and second. One away. Yeah, I don't think I can give him a hit on that. Landry had come up clean with that.
No, I've done a marked out, Terry. Give him an error on that one.
That's going to bring up Maddox Wright.
Leadoff hitter. Walked his, struck out his first time up and then walked last at bat.
Took a strike right there on the first pitch, so 0-1 count. Mountaineers still trailing 6-0 here in the top of the fourth. Swung on, missed on the 0-1. Is 0-2 count now. And Coach Shepherd from Pisgah will have a talk with Maddox Wright. Quick little conference, and he's already back. Getting ready to step back into the batter's box with 0-2 count and one away, and runners at first and second. Omsler are checking the runner at second. That one's going to be popped up to center field. Mason Harrell going to have to come in a long ways to make the catch. Makes it. So two away. That's going to strand the runners at first and second. That's going to bring up Braden Surt.
Braden struck out his first time up. Flew out to center field last at bat.
First pitch to Braden, called strike. 0-1.
You know one thing, Branson. After that girls' game got done over here beside of us, if you're in that parking lot, you may have to sit for a long time because you may not be able to get out of there.
No, they're slowly moving out, but there's still cars coming in. So your best bet may be drive all the way out into the parking lot at the elementary school. So, sir, pitch on its way. That one's going to miss. Two-one count on Surt. Shot right back up the middle.
Play.
And Omsler with a catch right there.
Line shot right up the middle, right at Omsler, and he got his glove up and on it. How he did it that quick, I don't know.
But I'm not sure either, because, Kenny, that's always one of those you either wear it or you don't.
Yeah, wear it.
Omsler wasn't going to wear that one.
Wow, that was a great catch right there.
Good top half of the inning for the Mountaineers, not allowing any runs to be scored. Still makes it a 6-0 game as we move to the bottom of the fourth. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Ian still doing a good job out there on the mound, Branson. He had 12 pitches the first inning, 10 in the second, 20 down, he ended up with 20 on the third inning, and then back to 14 right there in the fourth. So
wow, that's good inning.
He's keeping it down, yeah, it's pitch count-wise.
And Tuscola's base hits tonight have been sponsored by Dynamic Advertising. They target the exact profile of customers you're looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. from mugs to menus. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. And we appreciate all of our sponsors, especially Dynamic Advertising, especially for on the base hits, but all the rest of them that have sponsored us this year. We appreciate every one of you for doing this, allowing us to be able to do this through the season and week after week and game after game. One, we get to promote the kids, but you know, more importantly, we get to promote the high school and the kids at the same time. So
that's right. We couldn't do it without them.
So Eli Freeman up to bat right now. That first pitch called strike. So 0-1. Swung at that one. It's 0-2. Wright's pitch. Three straight pitches to Eli Freeman. So one away. That's going to bring up Landry Webb.
Landry struck out his first time up, only time up. That's unusual for Landry because he's a contact hitter. He's one you like to see coming up there to bat because 9 times out of 10 he'll put the bat on the ball somewhere.
First pitch called strike. 0-1 swung on miss, so it's 0-2 count with one away. Wright's pitch swung on miss.
Well, Landry's having an off night with the bat tonight. That's 2 times in a row he struck out, and that's unusual for him.
Jonas Jones, the batter now. Two away.
Grounded out to third base his first time up.
First ball hit. That's going to be close to being the hole misplayed right there by Zach Wester. And throw was off, and that's going to allow Jonas Jones to be safe. Kenny, you got to think that he bobbled that, so he had to try to throw something really quick. And that's going to be an error. I'm going to have to give him an error.
Me too. I was thinking the same thing. It was a hard hit ball, but that's okay. We'll have scored an error, but puts a runner on base. So
that's going to bring up Cameron Hall.
He's the DH now, struck out his first time up.
First pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Cameron tried to go, but he did. Tried to hold back, but he went. 1-1 now.
Ooh, good breaking ball right there.
1-1 is now 1-2.
Froze Cameron on that one.
The 1-2 pitch runner going. And Jones will be safe. Cameron Hall with a 2-2 count. Looking right there, so three away. Nothing happened for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the fourth. Mountaineers are still trailing 6-0. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Top of the fifth inning, Mountaineers trailing 6-0. And I'm still on the mound for the Mountaineers. And Kenny, not very often you see both teams have last name with the Coach Shepherd on it. So it's kind of funny. Harold Shepherd for Pisgah and Zach Shepherd for Tuscola.
That's true.
So you got to be kind of careful when you say Coach Shepherd, because you'll have to say which one you're talking about.
Well, you got three, actually. Tim yes. coaches with Shepherd, coaches the Pisgah JV, so you've got three Shepherds out here. Well, actually, you got four.
Billy, that's true,
Billy Shepherd's coaches are JV, so we've got four Shepherd coaches tonight out here.
Up for Pisgah is Isaiah Mintz. He's with a 2-0 count right now. Almsler's pitch. Breaking ball broke just enough to get a strike, so it's a 2-1 count. The 2-1. Just misses, so it's a 3-1 count.
Isaiah flew out to right, left, right field his first time up, and then singled, scored a run back in the third.
3-1 swung on, missed, so it's a full count now at 3-2. Almsler's pitch on its way, fouled off. So we'll try it once more. Mintz stepping back in with a full count. And that pitch stays up. So Mintz draws a walk. That's going to bring up Boone Carver.
Carver hit into a fielder's choice that first time up and then struck out his last at bat.
Breaking ball stays up for Almsler, so it's a 1-0. Good pitch right there on the inside corner, 1-1.
Right down the gut on that one.
Palms are checking the runner at first. 1-1 pitch on its way as the runner goes. Throw down to second. That's going to be off into the center field. That's going to allow that runner to get over to third. Got past August Fama. The runner stays. So no outs, runner on third. Count 2-1. Good pitch right there by Almsler.
Yeah, got the call on that one on that side corner.
2-2 count. That one's going to be popped up into shallow. Well, I thought it was going to be shallow, but Mason makes the catch. It's going to be a long throw home. Another run scores, makes it 7-0. Favor of Pisgah here in the top of the fifth. But there is one away.
Landon Wright, pitcher, has a record right now for the Bears. Flew out to left field his first time up, and then, if you remember back in the third, cranked that one out in right center field for a big home run for the Bears.
1-0 pitch. That's going to be a crazy hit over to second. Bryce Matthews makes the catch off the hop, throws the first, two away. That's going to bring up Zane Wilson. Bombser pitch, that one hit right back up the gut for a single. That's going to bring up Zach Wester.
Wester doubled his first time up tonight. Flew out to center field last at bat.
Fouled off. 1-1. Pickoff throw to first, runner will be safe. Wester was still with a 1-1 count. That one popped into left field. Elijah Hampton running over. Makes the catch for the third out. Piz has scored one more run here in the top of the fifth to make it a 7-0 game. As we move to the bottom of the fifth. Mountaineers, Kenny, I'm not going to say it's a desperate situation, but they're in dire need of some stringing some hits together here and getting some runs to break this shutout right now of 7-0.
Yeah, amen. You're right. They're going to have to crank something up here 7-0. That's a pretty good size hole you got yourself into. But
so we move here to the bottom of the fifth. We want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. As we said, a great crowd here tonight. Is that field is full all the way to Hazelwood, I mean up to Junaluska.
Wow.
Might as well say Hazelwood, as many as out there. But
I know, that's
up to the parking lot at Junaluska Elementary School.
Definitely a crowd out there.
Of course, Kenny, you can always expect a lot of people anytime that Tuscola and Pisgah show up. It didn't matter if they were playing
Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks,
right?
Underwater basket weaving. You name it, there'll be a crowd shows
you're
up.
You're exactly right there. You're going to have a crowd.
Up for Tuscola here in the bottom of the fifth is Elijah Hampton. First pitch inside, 1-0.
Elijah's one time at bat tonight, he walked.
One oh misses inside, 2-0.
Well, that's what we need right here, some base riders. Get people on base.
Ball hit down on the ground over to Braden Sert. Scoops it up, throws over to first to Rigsby to get the first out.
Now batting number 7, Mason Harrell.
Back to the top of the order now.
And up now will be Mason Harrell.
Mason struck out his last at bat, grounded out to shortstop first time up.
Landon Wright's first pitch. Ooh.
Say that, it, Branson, say it.
Just a bit outside.
way out of the ballpark right there.
One oh pitch swung on, makes it a 1-1 count. Good job by Mason laying off of that one. 2-1 is the count.
I don't know how he laid off of it. It looked pretty good from up here, didn't it?
You're exactly right.
Looked real good, as a matter of fact.
Ooh. 2-1 pitch swung on, missed.
Another big cut.
Kenny, he's just missing.
Him and Landry Webb both tonight, you know, taking mighty cuts, but just missing.
2-2. 3-2. One away. Mountaineers trailing 7-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Wright's pitch. Swung on, missed. Two away now. And that's going to bring up Ian Omsler.
Ian Omsler.
Ian's 2-for-2 tonight. Doubled his first time up back in the first inning and then singled back in the third.
First pitch outside, 1-0. Ooh, I'm buzzing the tower right there. 2-0 count. Fouled off, makes it a 2-1. Pitch. That'll be popped up foul. Now is a 2-2 count. Wright's 2-2 pitch hit down on the ground over to Maddox Wright. Long throw over to first. Pulls off the Rigsby off the bag, and that's going to allow Omsler to run to second. That ball got past Wester at second base.
But number 9,
Zane Wilson backing him up.
How do we score that, Branson? I have to score him. I'm saying an error on that one on third base.
Yeah, E5. That's going to bring up Sean Gilliland. Ooh, thought that one might be outside, but he's going to call that strike 0-1.
Sean, what are you thinking? Ball was way outside.
I think he was thinking that was going to be about the same pitch, but he did commit right there. So it's 0-2 count, 2-away, runner at second, Mountaineers trailing.
Yeah, he for sure went around on it.
Wright's pitch. Swung on, missed. 3 away now for the Mountaineers as we move to the top of the sixth. We're going to step away for a break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat.
Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your radio home for Tuscola Spring Sports.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pass Control Press Box, call Stevenson Pass Control for all your pass control needs. Here we are in the top of the sixth inning. Mountaineers trailing 7-0. Alms are still on the mound. Or the Mountaineers.
Oh, that's a, are they making a change? Yeah, okay. I think that's Bryson Matthews, isn't it? Yeah, Bryson Matthews.
Okay. We're going to go to Bryson Matthews here in the top of the sixth. And I want to say, Kenny, I could be wrong, but I think he pitched that Smoky Mountain game when it was over in Silva, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we gave him the player of the game that one game. I guess that was the one. It's a really good game that night.
Up for Pisgah here in the top of the sixth will be Zach Wester, Owen Rigsby, and Jackson Lehman. Owen Rigsby.
Wester flew out to
left
field.
That's right, I put that in the wrong spot. So it's Owen Rigsby, first pitch, hit sky high. Landry Webb making the catch, one away. That's going to bring up Jackson Lehman.
I hadn't even marked my score sheet, Branson, so I don't feel bad. I had it down what Wester did last inning, but I didn't have it where I'm supposed to start this one. I got it now, though.
So it looks like we'll have a pause in the play right now. I don't know if they're talking about that car that's out over past right field.
Jackson Lehman up to bat, singled his first time up, scored a run, and then reached on an error on the shortstop last at bat. I think you're right, that is what you're talking about. The headlights out there glaring.
Kenny, we may have to send one of these young pups up there to tell them to turn those lights off out there in right field.
Quentin can move, can't he? Oh, he can run.
I don't know if they're sending somebody out there. So letting Bryson keep throwing warm-up pitches.
There's somebody walking out there with a real determined Gant walking out through there, so I'm sure that's one.
Looks like assistant AD Justin Reinhart.
These LED headlights, you know, you've got to turn them off because they will blind you, you know.
Right.
Well, there's one down. There we go.
Finally. All right, now back to the game. That's going to bring up Jackson Lehman. Mountaineers trailing 7-0 here in the top of the sixth.
Is this not a beautiful evening?
It is.
I mean, this is absolutely picture perfect right here.
First
Oh, that's
pitch
going to be in the hole.
It's going to be down in right field. Eli Freeman catching up to it, and that's going to put Lehman rounding over to second base with a double with one out. That's going to bring Tuscola or Pisgah back up to the top of the order. And Maddox Wright, the batter.
Struck out his first time up tonight, walked his second at bat, and then flew out to center field last time up. So 0 for 2 tonight.
Ooh, ball got down in the dirt, and that's going to allow that runner to move up. So 1-0 count on Maddox, right?
I believe it bounced off a home plate there. Caught the front of the plate.
So 1-0 count. Maddox right, runner at third, one out. That pitch stays out. 2-0. Another pitch. Good job by Jonas Jones blocking that. Going to make it a 3-0 count. Stepping back in with a 3-0 count. Pitch from Bryson.
Oh, good pitch, attaboy.
Nice strike right there. Makes it a 3-1 count. Bryson's 3-1 pitch on its way. Got past Jonas, and Maddox Wright's going to draw a walk, and run's going to score. That's going to make it 8-0. Braden Surratt up to bat right now with the runner on, one out. Pisgah leading 8-0 here in the top of the sixth.
Surratt struck out his first time up and then flew out to center field. Second at bat, and then he hit that line shot right back to the mound his last time at bat, which he and Omsler flagged down. Got one out here now.
Matthews checking the runner at first. Brings that pitch. Bunt's going to be laid down. Played by Bryson. Throws over to first. Gets the out. Maddox Wright rounded first and made it all the way to third. Of course, he's a quick runner anyways, Kenny, and that's going to put him at third. But Braden Surratt will be out. That's going to bring up Isaiah Mintz. Bryson did a good job.
Yeah, staying with that one. Mintz flew out to right field his first time hunting in single. Walked his last at bat.
First pitch to Mintz, misses low and away, 1-0. Mintz's 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be hit. That could be down. That's going to be down. It's going to score a run, make it 9-0. And Mintz is going to hold up with a single. That's going to bring up Boone Carver.
Carver flew out to center field his last at bat.
First pitch to Carver. That one's going to be popped up in shallow center field. Mason coming a long way in. It's going to drop, but that's going to allow that runner with two outs to get to third and put runners at first and third, two away with a 9-0 lead for Pisgah here in the top of the sixth. That's going to bring up Landon Wright, of course, homered earlier in the game.
Yes, he cranked that one out earlier.
Wright stepping in with two outs. Runners at first and third. Bryson's pitch. That one misses low and away, 1-0. Runner going. Jones does a good job holding it, not making that throw, because Kenny, unfortunately, that runner on third is the run rule guy, and if he gets across and we don't score nothing, that'll be the ball game.
Yeah, well, this, I believe it's three outs. Got to keep it here. You're right, keep that one.
Right, swinging at a 2-0 count, makes it 2-1.
Got to keep him from scoring. You're exactly right.
Bryson's pitch. That one missing outside. 3-1. On deck for Pisgah will be Zane Wilson. Pitch, and Wright's going to draw a walk. That's going to load the bases with two away. Bring up Zane Wilson.
Have to give a shout out to the JV game. I mean, boys, tonight, Branson, they won 7-6 earlier.
That was a big win for the JVs. Jones is going to go out and have a little talk on the mound with Bryson Matthews. So two away, bases loaded. Pisgah leading 9-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to Wilson. That one's going to be in the dirt, 1-0.
Like you said, you know, one out, I mean, get this one out right here, we'll live to play another inning.
1-0 pitch. Will be fouled down the first baseline. Makes it a 1-1 count. Kenny, that was very close to being fair.
Oh, that was very close. Less than a foot, I'd say. Kept that runner on third base, but the Bears had to jump to get out of the way.
Stays out, 2-1.
Nowhere to put him. Bryson, you got to throw strikes.
That one inside makes it 3-1. And Kenny, there is nowhere to put him.
Nope.
Right now. Pitch from Bryson in the dirt, and that's going to make it 10-0. Kenny Tuscola, they don't score in the bottom of the sixth, that'll be ball game.
That'll be the ball game.
Shepherd going out and have another talk on the mound. So now up for Pisgah is Zach Wester. Pitch outside, 1-0.
Wester doubled his first time up tonight and then flew out to center field, then flew out to left field. He's 1-for-3.
And 1-0. 1-1 now. Mm, 2-1 now.
Sometimes that last out is hard to get.
It is. And can you just want to try to get something in play, just flip it up, get a force out at one of these bases. The 2-1. That one hit down. That's going to be fair. That's going to be one run in. Two runs in. That's going to make it a 12-0 ball game here in the top of the sixth. Going to bring up Owen Rigsby.
Rigsby doubled his first time up tonight, singled, and then flew out to shortstop his last at bat. He's 2-for-3, though.
My first pitch called strike, 0-1. Bryson checking that runner at second, the 0-1 pitch. Jones does a good job keeping it in front of him. Makes it a 1-1 count. That pitch misses. 2-1. Is now 3-1. Oh, 2-2 count. Two pitch with two away. That one misses. Now it's 3-2. Uses pitch, foul tip, and that one got the umpire. And I don't think, Kenny, that's the pose you would see back when the Backstreet Boys was dancing around. I'm sure that one hurt.
Oh, it, you know. You ever notice, though, most of ours, they won't show, they won't act like it hurt, you know.
No. No.
I'd be rolling around out there on the ground myself, but.
Oh, I'd be howling like a scalded dog.
That hurts, though.
I'd make sure them people in center field knew I got hurt. Count stays 3-2.
Bryson, we need a strike right here, my man. Get out of this inning right here.
The 3-2 pitch on its way with two away. Runners on first and second. And that one hits him.
Hit the batter, hit by pitch.
That's going to load the bases. That's going to bring up Jackson Lehman. Lehman stepping in against Matthews. That pitch stays up. 1-0. Matthew's taking his time on these pitches. The 1-0. That one's going to be caught by Landry Webb. Good job by him for the third out. Not before Pezza scores 5 runs to make it a 12-0 game here in the bottom of the sixth. And Kenny, Mountaineers have no other choice. They have to score 3 runs right here or this one's over. And
yeah, at least 3. You're right.
And now we want to thank our sponsors, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
Got the 4, 5, and 6 batters up for the Mountaineers, the heart of the order right here. August Fama, Eli Freeman, and Landry Webb.
Sounds like some hits right here for the Mountaineers. Still on the mound for the.
Hey, got to give him credit tonight. He's pitched so well of a ball.
He has, and we saw out there at the beginning of the game he had some velocity on his pitches and everything, and he stayed consistent so far through five.
Got to give him credit. Yeah, he's pitched well.
August Farmer, the batter now, his first pitch on its way. That one misses low and outside. 1-0. That one hit into right field.
That's going to drop. Oh, well, I thought it was.
Jackson Lehman coming in, making that catch for the first out.
That looked like it was going to be one of them bloopers, Branson.
Well, it looked like he got a late jump on it, too. So, but he caught up to it, and that's going to bring up Eli Freeman. First pitch misses to Freeman, 1-0.
Right, throwing velocity-wise just as much as he was at the first of the game. He's
1-0 fouled off, 1-1 now. The 1-1. And he went, so count now 1-2. One, two. In the dirt, 2-2. That one stays up, 3-2 now on Eli Freeman. One away. Mountaineers trailing 12-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. And Eli Freeman drawing a walk.
How about number two, Landry Webb?
And that's going to bring up Landry Webb.
Landry's had an off night tonight. Struck out two times. He's both times at bat. Unusual for him, but you're going to have nights like that.
First pitch in the dirt, 1-0.
I'll tell you what, Boone Carver, the catcher for Pisk, has made some great stops back there behind the plate. Balls that's been in the dirt.
That was a good throw down to first, too. Another pickoff throw over. Eli will be safe. Chopper down on the ground. Max Wright makes a catch, throws to first, ensures the out. So two away. Eli Freeman moving up to second.
Number three, Jonas Jones.
That's going to bring up Jonas Jones.
And I'll give you a little statistics. You know, Ian Almsler pitched a good five innings. You know, he did well. We've had two hits tonight. Guess who's got both of them?
Ian Almsler
got both of them. Two hits is all we've got.
Eli Freeman moving up to third. As that ball got away from Boone Carver.
Yeah.
Jones stepping back in. 1-0 count. They're going to appeal to the field umpire, and he says he did not go, so it's a 2-0 count. Two over called strike, 2-1. Oh, Boone Carver throws down to third, gets Eli Freeman. So he was leaning towards home to end the ball game. Mountaineers losing tonight 12-0. We step away for a commercial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are Two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL. Let's get back to the action.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers losing tonight 12-0 to Pisgah. And, Kenny, that was a tough one tonight to lose, especially at home with the crowd that we had tonight. That's a tough one to take on the chin.
Well, we kept it pretty good, you know, till that last inning or so. And, you know, I know the boys, they're going to be down about it because it's Pisgah, you know. And
yeah.
You want to beat them more than anything, but I think we've got our player of the game on his way up here.
All right. And, of course, as we said, we will be on the air Thursday night at 5:30 over here at the softball field as the girls will be playing Smoky Mountain. We'll be covering it. And then Friday night we'll be back on the air for the Tuscola-Pisgah softball game at 5:30 as well, down on the river, and we'll be back there for it. So now it's time for our player of the game. And our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award goes to an outstanding effort from a Tuscola player. Goes to Ian Omsler. Looking for a safe place to store your stuff? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Ian, I mean, that was a tough one to take tonight on the chin. Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I think that's tough having to travel to Franklin on Monday night and then turn around and have this game. Do you think that it was a little bit of, you know, fatigue from playing last night, or did you just come in pretty well, you think, mindset ready for Pisgah?
I mean, that could have affected us a little bit, but I don't think that was really the main thing that, you know, was our problem here. They kind of just – they beat us to it.
Yeah, they did. But you know what? You did a great job pitching tonight. Five solid innings. And listen, and we only had two hits tonight. And you were the guy with those two hits. So big night for you for the plate. Of course, what you have to say is, you know, now move up to Friday night. You got to go down there, and you got to get them back. Yeah. And so, do you? What kind of plans do you have? You're a senior this year, right?
Yes, sir.
What kind of plans do you have for next year?
Planning on going to a four-year at Western.
At Western? Oh, that'd be good. You decide on what you're going to go into yet?
Pre-physical therapy and major in biology.
There you go. Good job. Good job. Are we going to be able to call you Dr. Omsler one day, maybe?
Hopefully, hopefully.
That's a pretty good stint to get right there. So, looking ahead, you know, still second place in the conference. Yep. A lot to play for. These guys, get them Friday night. That gives them loss. Gives them one loss. Y'all have two losses if you get this win Friday night. Still a lot to play for in the conference. Still have several games to go. I think the Gens can still battle it out and still win a conference. Is that the same mindset that y'all have on the team?
Yeah, definitely. We gotta start getting after it more.
Yeah. So that's a good job tonight. Well, that's Ian Omsler, our player of the game. Ian, congratulations tonight. I know it's a tough one to take on the chin, but man, hey, you get everything you had on the mound tonight, and did a great job from the plate.
Thank you.
All right, that's Ian Omsler, player of the game. Kenny's gonna get your pitcher right there, and we'll keep on going. Of course, like I said, Mountaineers losing tonight 12-0. Tough one to take on the chin, but a great crowd tonight nonetheless. Got to see a great game. So Mountaineers, as we said, they will be at Pisgah Friday night at 7 o'clock, just down the road from where the girls will be, and that's where we'll be Friday night at 5:30. So tune in for that. Of course, more plug Thursday night as well, as Smoky Mountain will be. The girls will be here Thursday night at 5:30 as well. Another big conference game for the Mountaineers. Of course, three big conference games for the boys this week, with Franklin last night and Pisgah tonight and Friday. And the girls, big game tonight, Thursday night and Friday night as well. So a lot of conference games being moved in, and trying to get everything in before the end of the season. Of course, we've had some great weather to get these games in on so far this year. So great night, Kenny. And there you are. And Kenny, we're going to step away for a commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll close up shop. So you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Call Stevenson Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Mountaineers losing tonight 12-0. And, Kenny, I keep hating to say it, but that's a tough one to take on the chin.
Well, you know, that's just Haywood County. You know, it's Pisgah, you know, and you want to win that one as more of than any of them, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, after the last couple of years, we've had great runs up here and stuff, so, you know, kind of feel like they got the monkey off their back and everything with that win tonight. So,
well, you know, like you said, last few years we've come out on top on most of the games against Pisgah. You know, and they're due, and they've got a bunch of experienced players there.
Well, if anybody can bounce back from this Friday night, it's this bunch right here. Of course, we predict Mason Harrell will be on the mound against Zach Wester. So
that's going to be a real matchup. Yeah, you know, of course, me and you are going to be down there at Canton doing the girls' softball game. And,
right.
You talk about a real matchup in the boys' game. Yeah, that Zach Wester against Mason Harrell, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it sure is. So, Kenny, you got anything before we close?
Well, Branson, I enjoyed it again, son. We're And
wind and dame.
I know we need rain, but, you know, this is great. We get games in.
Oh,
don't have to worry about being rained out and having to reschedule. So that's all good. But anyway, we'll see everybody Thursday.
All right. Today's game has been brought to you by Mike's Heating and Air, A1 Storage, Stevenson Pest Control, Vesta Services, WPTL, Dynamic Advertising, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, and Haywood Ace Hardware. For Kenny Mull, I'm Branson Reese. Tune in Thursday night as we'll be back at 5:30 for the Tuscola Smoky Mountain softball game, and Friday night as well at 5:30 with Tuscola Pisgah. So we will
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Appreciate everybody listening. Good night, everybody.
Good night.